This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. This past weekend marked the third anniversary of Hurricane Maria's landfall in Puerto Rico. Maria caused massive havoc on the island and nearly 3,000 people died. Following the storm, hundreds of thousands of people started over their lives in the states, more in Pennsylvania than any state outside of Florida. As part of Keystone Crossroads' Embedded 2020 project, reporter Alana Elder spoke with Pennsylvanians displaced by Maria, who will now vote in the U.S. presidential election.
When Hurricane Maria hit in 2017, Consuela Bordoni's neighborhood in Aguadilla was under siege from floodwaters. She had just given birth to a newborn.
I remember I was outside breastfeeding the baby when the lights went out and the wind started getting like heavy and heavy, and you could see the palm trees like swinging back and forth.
When the storm passed, people began rebuilding, dragging debris out of the street.
We could not wait. People were not going to be able to wait for the government or the agencies.
There was no electricity or running water for months. Food and gas were scarce. Bordoni has a bachelor's in English and is certified to teach in Puerto Rico. At the time, she worked for an airline, and that gave her a choice.
My employer was letting employees leave on that humanitarian flights. They had like three flights, and they would drop off supplies and they would take passengers and leave.
A week after Maria, Bordoni, a single mom, left Puerto Rico with her newborn and two older children, without a chance to even say goodbye to her relatives.
They didn't know I was in the States, so they were surprised, but, you know, they were fine.
At random, based on flight vouchers, she ended up in Pennsylvania. After 7 months in shelters, she got an apartment in Lancaster. Now she has a steady job, and this year, as a resident of the mainland, she'll be able to vote for president in the general election for the first time. Bordoni says she doesn't like politics, but this election feels important. She's not a typical partisan voter. She's anxious about the spread of the coronavirus.
You know, we want this to end. We should work together and just end this disease and this virus and try to look for ways to have peace.
But she's uneasy about the racial justice protests that began in May.
Because as soon as this protest started, people were just going out, not wearing masks, not doing social distancing.
Bordoni grew up in a Republican household, but she still isn't sure who she wants in the White House.
They say whatever they want to say. They tell you what you want to hear. But when they're in power, they do whatever they want.
Oh, Ramon. Ramon.
Ramon Diaz absolutely knows who he's going to vote for, former Vice President Joe Biden. Over the weekend, about 25 people gathered in Lancaster's Roberto Clemente Park for the anniversary of Maria. They talked about the burdens on the island, economic injustice, storm recovery, and the onslaught of earthquakes that kicked off 2020. They also stressed the power of the Puerto Rican vote. Diaz implored the community to turn out in November. That's how we get out of two things, Diaz says. What we have and what could happen again, referring to climate change amplifying extreme weather. He says in all the time he lived there, Puerto Rico never suffered two hurricanes back to back until Irma and Maria. Diaz was born in New York City, but spent most of his adult life on the island, where he was a cop. He also came to Lancaster after the storm and has become a harsh critic of President Trump. One example, an ex-Department of Homeland Security official told reporters last month that Trump considered trading Puerto Rico for Greenland, calling the island dirty and its residents poor.
Now that we need the help from the United States, Puerto Ricans are dirty and poor. Yo, that's all we needed.
Both major candidates seem to understand the power that Puerto Rican voters could have in November. President Trump just announced $13 billion in funding to help fix Puerto Rico's electric grid and schools. And Biden also released a plan to help Puerto Rico while campaigning in Florida the same week.
Everything that happens here affects Puerto Rico. And that's a fact.
Patricia Zapata was on the front lines of storm recovery in Puerto Rico after Maria. But with the local economy in shambles, she ultimately moved to York, PA for better opportunity. The island is on her mind as she prepares to vote in November. She supports Biden, but she's also looking for specific policy changes. First, there's the Fiscal Oversight Management Board, which oversees Puerto Rico's debt. The board has a lot of power over the economy, but members are not elected. They're appointed by the U.S. president.
And they're taking so much money out of the Puerto Rican people. I think Puerto Rico should be handled by Puerto Rico.
At the end of the event in Lancaster, organizers formed a circle to sing the patriotic Puerto Rican song, Preciosa. The song reflected some of the larger feelings of the day, of people connected to their community in Pennsylvania, ready to use their voices in the upcoming U.S. election, but still committed to Puerto Rico. I'm Alana Elder.